Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You know, there's not been a story, I think, that has caught the attention of the Washington, D.C. area quite like this Rockville case involving a rape of a 14-year-old yes. girl at Rockville High School. Two suspects, 117, 118, are now in jail. And we're hoping to connect in a moment. We're waiting to connect with the attorney for the 18-year-old suspect, mm-hmm. Henry Sanchez Millan. His name is Andrew Jezik, and he was promised to be here on the show. We're waiting to make that connection now. But let me just give you a little background of some of the things he has said. You might expect, in a case like this, that a defense attorney would try to make his client a sympathetic figure. And he has done that by suggesting that this man came from a very difficult background and found his way into this country because he was trying to escape gangs in his home country of Guatemala. I now am being told that Andrew Jezik is on the line. Mr. Jezik, thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning. My pleasure.
All right, so listen, I understand this idea that you would want to make your client a sympathetic figure, and I understand, you know, you've told us the story, or it's been told about how he came from Guatemala under very difficult circumstances. But the other part of your defense seems to be an attack on the victim, and then you've made the case that you believe this was not a rape, but consensual sex.
Well, in Maryland, in order to have statutory rape where consent is not a defense, there needs to be a four-year difference between the victim and the perpetrator. And in this case, there's not a four-year difference. It's 3 years and 8 months. So that's why the state chose not to charge statutory rape.
Okay.
All right. But you've made the case that that it was a consensual act. Is that true?
Well, that's our position. That's what he says. That's what I believe the evidence shows at this point. The case is young. It's only 6 days old. But that is what it appears to be at this point.
Okay. Well, listen to the police chief or the Montgomery County official who spoke to our reporters here about it. Here's how they described it.
There's physical evidence of both a rape and sex assault. It's very clear from the investigation that there was no consent in this whatsoever.
What it seems to be, you know, when you say that there was consent involved, some would look at that and say, that's an attack against the victim. Are you comfortable with putting up a defense that attacks the victim in this particular case, given what police are saying?
Well, I mean, every defense attorney needs to look at all angles. I mean, if I was a defense attorney 3 years ago for the Duke lacrosse players and you asked me the same question, I would probably say, well, we need to look at everybody, including the victim.
One of the things that I noticed you had said you were going to do is claim refugee status for your client because he's fleeing gang violence in his home country. Here's my question with this. We know his father is in this country. Is he correct? His father flew him up from Texas after he was apprehended by ICE and held for a couple days?
That's correct. ICE chose to release him after 12 days in custody, and they notified the father, and then father paid for the plane, and somebody from ICE escorted him to the airport and got on a plane that his father paid for and arrived at BWI.
So he has family here. How long
correct.
Has his father been here?
His father, I'm not quite sure. I'm new to the case, but I think the father's been here for at least 14, 15 years, something like
okay,
that.
So there's some kind of parental supervision in the home.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and that was confusing to me that the father is here, flew him up, but yet didn't fly him up from Guatemala.
Correct. I mean, I think it's well established that the gentleman, the young man, the 18-year-old, had an 8 or 9 day trek through Guatemala
right.
and Mexico and came through the border.
Yeah, see, that just doesn't add up for me, but okay, that's just,
all right.
just
so the physical evidence that you've talked about, you say that there's physical evidence that is missing in this case that would suggest that it was a rape. You've talked about the fact there are no scratches, no bruises on the victim.
That's correct, and also there's no indication that there was any screaming whatsoever. I mean, the allegation involves a 5 minute episode. This is a bathroom that is well-placed in the middle of the school with acoustics that are very loud. You know, thousands of students at this school. Nobody heard a peep. She walked out.
But it was early in the morning, and I'm told it's not in the middle of the school. I'm told it's in a remote part of the school.
Well, it's still with acoustic students walking by. Apparently, there were many students outside or near where this bathroom was. So that's one of the many reasons why this appears to be some sort of non-forcible, pre-planned, consensual encounter.
Okay, so you say pre-planned, consensual. So tell me how this allegedly then took place. How did the girl say, please meet me at the bathroom and I'll have sex with both of you? Is that what you're going to contend?
Well, we can't get into all the facts right now, but what it appears to be is that this was a pre-planned encounter between the victim and at least one of these gentlemen. And, you know, I don't know all the details. We'll get all the discovery in about a month or two, and there'll be, you know, a much greater hearing before 12 people in Montgomery County, and we're confident and hopeful that the 12 people will acquit this young man.
Now, we know that there are video cameras, 105 video cameras in this school. So when one would assume there is a video camera somewhere near this bathroom. Is there any video that is preserved with these, or are these just cameras that are, you know, the video's just trashed at the end of the day?
Well, we don't know. Again, the police just writes a 3-page affidavit in support of the arrest for the probable cause, and there's nothing about any cameras. And presumably, with all of the press conferences that the police have given, including the clip that you played for us this morning, you would presume that if there was something incriminating on the video, the police certainly would have trumpeted it to the public.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been an old cop shop reporter for a lot of years, and having talked to some of the police and heard them speak about this particular case, I detect in them a sense of outrage about the way this crime took place that you don't detect when they feel like it was a consensual act. I think they feel pretty strongly about the fact that this was a brutal attack.
Right, and certainly at the community at large, this allegation to them and to me and to everybody as a human being with feelings is that it is horrific. The problem is, not a problem, the privilege is that we have a presumption of innocence in America, and that's why all of this kind of pre-judgment, pre-trying the case, pre-convicting this guy before 12 people hear about the case is problematic.
Well, I understand that, and again, we do have a system where you're presumed innocent and guilty, but I would suggest to you, sir, that I'm troubled by the fact that you have begun to trash the victim in this case, even as you admit, I don't have all the facts.
Right. I don't think we've trashed the victim one time, but I respectfully... you know, hear what you're saying. I don't think we've trashed the victim one time.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Take care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.